Welcome to Shireen Conversations. I'm your host, Marjana Paravan. On today's episode, I am joined by Pune Manshadi, who is the founder, president, and CEO of Golden Caviar Skincare, with over 20 years of experience in the beauty industry. She is also a TV host with an MBA in communications and minor in advertisement. So again, thank you so much for joining me today. Something newcomers to your brand may not know is that you came up with Golden Caviar Skincare because you had trouble with your skin when you were younger. That is something actually I relate to, and I think that most of our listeners also relate to. What is it about your line that works literally for everybody?
Right. So first of all, I'm sure people would never be able to tell that you had any problem with your skin, nor maybe even me. But unfortunately, it is something that most of us go through. And a lot of us struggle through that period. And maybe some of us don't come out of it. But yes, so the wonderful thing about caviar is the fact that caviar cells are very similar to human skin cells. And there's not too many products out in the market that we can introduce a cream or a serum or an item and say, you know what, you can use it and you can use it. If you have oily skin, you can use it. Dry skin, men, women, everyone. So I didn't want to develop a line where we had to separately kind of break up the line to say we have a separate line for men, we have a separate line for women, or even in that aspect for different skin types. And that's the wonderful thing about caviar is the cells is very similar to human skin cells. And we do see the results much quicker and much better than maybe a lot of regular items that you see out in the market.
And that's exactly what we want as women specifically. We want immediate results. So that's amazing. Yes, One thing that you said is, you know, it mimics the skin. I read actually somewhere that you worked with burn victims. Yes. And you donated a lot of the caviar products to hospitals. How did you know this is something, is it from your research or is it, how did you know that this was something that was going to really help them?
You know, I'm so glad you brought this up. This is such a wonderful story. And unfortunately, I don't get too many opportunities to share it, but I always say everything happens for a reason. Anybody that knows me knows I firmly believe in that quote. So what had happened was one of my clients had, she was, I can't say a longtime client, but because she had just started to use the caviar lifting serum, maybe about a year prior to me getting this information. And unfortunately, her child had a situation that had happened where she had burned about 30% of her body. Well, when the mother was staying with her at Chalk Hospital, she was using her skincare and doing her regular regimen on her face and on her hands. And she decided to, you know, apply some for her daughter on her, a little bit on her face. She asked her doctor if it was okay. He said it was fine because she was at the last stages of even being released. And within, I would say about a week or two, she started to notice such a big difference on her face. And, you know, and I can't say that, oh, you know, wear the caviar serum and, you know, your skin will miraculously get fixed. It's not that. But the fact that those cells work so well with our cells, the skin rejuvenates itself much quicker. So you will see much quicker results. And that's how that story happened. And then once I heard this story from the mother, she was just crying when she called me and told me, I decided, why not donate these for as many kids as we can, you know, on a yearly basis. So the story starts like that. And I'm so happy that we're still doing it.
That's amazing. That's incredible. And I'm very much about the philanthropic background. If there's something that you've created that you can share with people, not necessarily to, you know, a monetary investment for yourself, but if you can help people, I think I firmly believe that's a gift that we can give back. So thank you for doing something like that. That's incredible. When I read that, I was like, I have to ask you that question. Yes.
And I'm so glad you did. I really wish I had the opportunity to share these kind of personal stories more because I believe people relate to personal stories.
I agree. So you actually created your line in 2001. So it's about to hit 20 years. And I know one of your motto is feel good is from the inside out. And I think that's such a remarkable thing to say because we're starting the last 2 years, people started to really focus. It's not just necessarily put something on your skin, wash your face and
pray and hope that your skin will be better. It's really right. focusing on your wellness, your stress, things from the inside out. Yeah. How do you personally embody that? Is there any practices that you do outside of your actual regimen?
So first of all, the reason why I have already mentioned that we are in our 20th year is because I did start about a year, year and a half prior to actually launching it. So wow. people did know about the line and it was developed, but because of clinical research, I had to wait the additional year. So the company is actually almost going into its 21st year, but
21 is a good number.
Yes. 21 is a good yeah. number. So, but in regards to your question that you had asked, so yes, beauty is always from inside out. And this is another motto I always use. A lot of times we think that maybe the creams or products that we use will miraculously fix things. It's just not like that. There's no cream in the world or serum in the world that will fix you overnight. But what we can do is we can start working on ourselves from the inside and also help promote it on the outside as well. Vitamins is such an important aspect, especially right now with everything that's going on in the world. We do have a complete supplement line. And when I say complete, for me, it's considered complete because I believe fish oil is something that almost everybody should be taking. Unfortunately, in the era of the world and everything going on right now, it's the best thing to help boost immune system, help with hair, nail, and skin. Probiotic is amazing. It really helps you digest your food. And, once you feel great from the inside, it motivates you to want to look great on the outside. And like I said, we have a full supplement line to promote that and to kind of do both. You can't just have one without the other.
I agree. It's a great compliment. Like yeah. you were saying earlier, I started getting into more specific to my skincare, maybe the last 2 years. And then I got really excited. I think my age will tell at this point when I found, when I moved back from New York here, found the doctors, I was like, this is the best thing in the world. I found the doctors that I trust. And when they started telling me these vitamins and I was like, oh, so my like daily practice every Monday, and I did this today, I get so excited. Like I got a really cute pink pill case morning and a night and I fill it up and I get so
excited. And it motivates you just because it's cute too. It's the little things that I think people maybe if we all learn from you, actually, we apply little things in our lives that we might not think it's going to work, but it will work. And actually I put this next to me because I wanted to tell you, to show you this. So one of the things that motivates me, see, I don't drink enough water, and I know my mom's going to see this video and she's going to say, this is why I text you every hour. Did you drink water? Did you drink water? We get so busy with our everyday lives and with work and social media and, everything that we forget to take care of ourselves. And water is such an important aspect of our life that we have to incorporate it as if it's our best friend. So I actually bought
it. I love that.
So I know this is very dramatic and really big, but it motivates me. Like I know at 8 o'clock I should be here. I know by 10 o'clock my, water line should be here. And don't look, I'm behind today.
No one's perfect.
Yes. And then of course, you have to have your Persian chai here. And 100%. So there's so many things going on, but at least we get little cute things. Like you say, your pink pill case. So we remember, or little cute things like this, because anything helps, anything that's going to motivate us, in the long run really will be beneficial.
So. I agree with you. I don't know if you know this, but I'm in marketing, specifically in fitness. And so we always say when you have that really cute retail item piece that you buy, like the top and the bottom set, you get more motivated to want to go, to show it off, to show people like, look what I'm wearing. So I agree with you. You have to have those little kitschy things to motivate you to do those things.
Absolutely. Since this COVID had started, I know a lot of us ended up having to stay at home and we're dressed up from here up and then from here down, there's sweats and Uggs, but from the beginning, I really pushed myself to not do that. I pushed myself to, you know what, Pune, get up, do your makeup, do your hair, wear a full outfit. And even your shoes, you know, even your shoes when you're doing interview. I mean, this is going to be hilarious, but I even like, you know, put perfume on because it makes me feel better. Like I feel prepped and ready. And just in case the speaker is taking the fumes, you know, you get something good, but just anything to make you feel better, I think promotes well-being. And, you know, maybe a lot of people don't believe this and maybe it's not clinically proven, but I believe that when you do things that make yourself feel better, you get motivated throughout the day, whether it's your occupation, whether it's towards your family, whether it's taking care of your kids or staying healthy or, you know, anything to that aspect. Do things that make you happy and motivate you to, you know, become better every day.
Yeah, I agree. And part of, you know, my podcast is called Sheeting Conversations, and sheeting is my grandmother's name. Besides being sweet conversations, actually one thing she always taught me is always have lipstick on no matter what you're doing, just because it brightens your day. And she's very much like you said, perfume. I feel like her body was stained in perfume. She'd go to sleep wearing like Chanel No. 5. So for her, that motivated her to get in, that start her day and end her day. So I agree with you. Most people, I think that, you know, the unfortunate situation with the past year with COVID, we started to learn ourselves and our methods and what helps us, whether it's making our beds, taking our vitamins, our skincare. Right. That is huge. How many, you know, videos have I seen that people are like, get ready with me. And this is my skincare. It motivates me too, to be like, what are they using? Yes. So I love that you do that as well.
Absolutely. And so many, you know, so much has gone on this year. Did you know that this year is the driest weather we've had in the last 25 years? So majority of my clients these past few months have excessive dry skin. So it's not just COVID, it's this and this and that. Mm-hmm. And then just the whole world is changing. True. And, you know, we have to change with it and we have to figure out new ways of doing things and, you know, interviewing via, you know, over the computer but you know, once again, everything happens for a reason. And the quicker we adjust to it and figure out solutions, I think the easier life will be overall.
I agree 100%. One thing that, you know, I love that you just mentioned, technically you're in your 21st year of your brand. And again, you started something at a time where people really, they went to the drugstore, not to say that that's bad, you know, I'm not shaming anyone, but they were like bar soap that they used on their body was on their face. Right. You started something, pioneered something at a time where people just didn't understand the benefits of it. And I think that's wonderful. With that being said, besides Golden Caviar Skincare, you've just been an entrepreneur most of your entire life, you know, outside of your brand, you also, you know, you said supplements, there's makeup, there's a consultation aspect of your business as well to motivate women or men or whomever to feel good about themselves. And I think that's wonderful. What moment of your career, if you could just choose one, are you the most proud of?
Okay. That's a very good question. And, I have to be honest, I might have a few, but I think one that really stands out for me is in addition to having nothing fulfills me more than getting those phone calls, mm-hmm. than getting the phone calls of clients telling me how much something has worked for them when they've tried everything else and nothing has worked. How much I was able to help them by actually spending 30 minutes on the phone, explaining everything one by one, or women that maybe are a little bit elder and they want that step by step. And for me to write things or talk to their children to help them explain, in addition to all that, because for me, that is very, very important. Was when I was surprised. I was completely surprised by being awarded, Business of the Year. And for me, that is a recognition of not just, you know, a piece of paper to show me that, you know, I've made an accomplishment that I've worked so hard for, but the fact that people have chosen that. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's more important when I'm awarded by something where it comes from the people rather than just, you know, a boardroom full of five people making a decision.
Yeah.
So I think that is one of my most proud accomplishments because it came from the people. And I say I have a few, but that's the one that really stands out for me. Anything that is related to connecting me to my clients is the most, is the biggest award for me.
One thing I will say, and I feel like I'm going to say, I love that in every part of what you answer. Most people don't recognize that people, you know, people are in the business to support people, not necessarily a business. And I think that's something beautiful that you just said is you've treated your business as more than that. You're about the individual. You're not putting something on a shelf and you're saying, this is great. Trust me, read the reviews, go with it, buy it. You are about, let me talk to you. Let me analyze you and tell you exactly how to do this. Let me write it down for you so that you have it. People are loyal to people and businesses for those reasons. And I think that's a wonderful accomplishment to be proud of. So
thank you so much. Of course. Thank you. Something I always mention on the TV show that I have, I don't like people to be one-time clients. I like the people that purchase from us to be an all-the-time, you know, client. And in order for me to be able to do that, I want to satisfy every question they have, every doubt that they have. And until I do that, I don't even want them to purchase from me. I know a lot of times people will say, I just saw your show and I want to order this package. And if you speak to any client of mine, if you randomly choose any one of my clients and speak with them, they will tell you that, yeah, I did ask Pune, you know, I did speak with their staff and they put Pune on and Pune said, no, don't buy the package. Start with, you know, one or two items that and see how that works for you and then grow into purchasing a package or multiple products. So absolutely, my loyalty to my clients is everything because they've gotten me to where I am here today. And if I don't continue that loyalty and education, you know, I'm only as good as my clients and the people that purchase my products.
With that being said, I think you teed me up perfectly for my next question. You know, having a business for, you know, 20 plus years, it's hard enough. You know, having a business this last year itself is hard enough. You know, people are human. You know, you get a moment where you're like, this is the end of the road right for me. I'm sure you've gone through some certain situations like that. Is there any one particular moment that you felt that, you know, this is it, but you're like, no, I've worked too hard. I have to go on.
Yes. I think we all have several moments like that where we just don't want to even get out of bed. And we're just, you know, we just tell ourselves, you know what, I did the best I could and I'm just going to leave it. Unfortunately, that was, or fortunately, that was not an option for me. I don't come from a background or family that ever gives up. And yes, one scenario that sticks out in my mind that actually happened was copycatters. Mm-hmm. So in any business, there are copycatters, and I always welcome competitors because it makes you better. But having competition and having somebody that takes your product, takes the company name, and maybe uses a dot after it or a plus after it, and they try to mimic exactly what you have to say, we have this. Mm-hmm. I've experienced that. And fortunately by now, everybody that watches our show is, you know, or even knows our brand knows that this has happened. And, you know, you have to kind of be on the lookout always for people that want to mimic in a not good way your products or your company. And you just have to stand behind it instead of giving up. Because this situation that particularly happened for me, it went on for a couple years. Wow. And even if people think that you can get lawyers involved, they can actually go and take your company name and, you know, add a little dot or a little initial after it, and they can have that company name, you know? So, that was my biggest challenge. And, for some weird reason, this person ended up on TV too. So until people found out, they finally got, you know, kind of taken off. And, but that was probably one of the hardest, maybe 2 years that I experienced in my work. And luckily my family and my husband really encouraged me that, you know, what, don't give up, you know, why are you giving up? I say, you know, I work so hard to grow this child. It's literally like having a child. And you grow this child and you nourish it and you give it so much love and time and all the hours in your day for somebody else to, you know, maybe come and want to have what you have. But I really encourage you to never, ever give up and since then, I've actually grown my company to almost twice what it was.
Amazing. So I'm clapping for you.
Thank you. But it does. It makes you stronger, makes you want to be better. So competition is always good. Copying, not so much, but I welcome any kind of competition.
That's very inspiring. And I think for my listeners who, you know, are just figuring out where their next move is in their careers or life, that is some words that you could be applied for anything that they go through, is to never give up, just to keep going. So thank you for that. What would you say kind of on that question? What would you say to those that are wanting to begin careers, whether it's creating a brand like yourself or creating a company? What would you say to them when they are thinking, in 20 years from now, I see myself here? What are some words that you've heard from someone that is important to you that really inspired you to go for it?
In regards to particular words, there's been so many inspirational people that I've been lucky enough to come across to encourage me to even start this company. But there's always something that sparks inside you that motivates you, and you think, you know, I'm really passionate about this. We might be passionate about 10 different things. And a big recommendation I can give to people is that don't go from 0 to 100. Mm-hmm. If you want to make it to wherever it is you want to make it to, or however high in that field you want to make it, you take baby steps to get there. Because when you jump from 0 to 100, you are going to miss the, what's the word I'm looking for? You're going to miss the experience in that gap. And that experience allows you to grow. So if I were to give one big recommendation, is find a passion, start from level one and work your way up step by step. Nothing happens overnight. Everything takes time. And you know that saying, life is, it's the journey. It's not actually the destination. And I've personally enjoyed every single moment, as hard as it may have been sometimes. And during these times, you know, difficult times during COVID, I've really enjoyed all of it. And that is something that I would probably recommend, is pick a passion and go step by step by step and just enjoy it the whole way up.
That's beautiful. My last question for you is, you know, you created something that's a lifestyle brand. That's exactly how I see it. It's not necessarily one, it doesn't sit in one bucket. It's to, you know, benefit you from all different areas. What is one last thing? Where do you see yourself in, let's just say, where do you see this brand going in the next 10 years from now? I know it's been already 20 plus years, but do you see it still as that baby that you see and envision it in 10 years from now, where you're going to be?
Okay. Well, I envision myself in Italy this time next year.
I love it. Take me with you.
But overall, I'm not very interested in becoming this huge, huge company that no longer has the time to spend individually with clients. Mm-hmm. And this has always become a conversation with my husband and I, because he pushes me to make the company bigger. I've had a lot of really amazing, amazing opportunities that I actually turned down because I enjoy the size the company is. Not that I'm not willing to have it grow, but I'm not willing to have it grow to the point where I'm not able to be one-on-one with mm-hmm. as many clients as I have. But I do envision my company being more international than it is right now. We do have 13 representatives worldwide. You know, I started in my garage and like Amazon and I grew this company and on my own. I don't have a partner in this business. It's me. And this way I can focus on the important aspects of my company. And hopefully 10 years from now, I will see this product all over the world, internationally, for everybody in every country to be able to benefit and enjoy it. And that's really what my goal is, for everybody to have access to these products, because these products really do help so many people. And if I did not see it with my own eyes, client after client, I wouldn't be promoting it at all.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose sight of your original vision. You know, if it gets to where it gets, it's wonderful, but you're in the business to help improve people, speak to them on a daily basis. It's not about selling them the product. It's about helping them. So I appreciate that.
Yes. Yes. You know, I think, you know, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing to, you know, to grow the company so large that, you know, you have these huge opportunities, and that's wonderful. For me, this makes me happy. This makes me happy. As long as everybody can get a hold of the products, I have representatives, but also I'm in touch with a lot of people per day. That makes me happy. And it allows me to hear clients' pros and cons and continuously make the company and products better and better. And by the way, all the products that I've developed have been, other than the first product that came out, have been by the request of my clients. So people will say, you know, do you think you'll ever have another product out for extreme dry skin, or for somebody that wants to have an extreme lift just for that day, which we have a product for that too. You know, I listen to them and I try to develop products after clinical studies have been released to do that. So that's why I want a hands-on.
That makes a lot of sense. And there's one thing, you know, I said I had one last question, but what you just said is, I know, and I read that you're very, not only are you involved in the client side of things, but you're very, you test these products way before they come out. How do you, not necessarily sacrifice, but how do you put in that time to be like, you know, I've gotten my skin to where I want it to be, even though obviously your products do everything you want it to do, but how do you allow yourself? Is it because you're so passionate about what you're putting out there? Or what is it exactly that you're like, I'm going to give this 6 months to see something before I put it out there?
So in regards to FDA, which all of our products are produced in FDA laboratories, as a requirement, we are required to have bacteria growth to see how certain raw materials work together. And once we test that product and we see wonderful, we see the results that we want, I take the additional step where I bring in between 80 to sometimes 130 people, and we check these products. And I wait for, you know, several months, and I wait to see what the results of these products are, and then we release it. So I can't just test, you know, this item one time. There's people that have different skin types.
Very good point. Very good point.
So yeah, I mean, for me, that's why it's important, because we have to try it on different skin types, different ages, men, women, make sure that it is giving the results that I'm promising everybody it's going to give. So
that's great. Well, yeah. Poona John, thank you so much for this time. Before, you know, I end this conversation, if there's anything that you'd like to add, I know that you have a show tonight. What is your schedule that you have, and where can people or my listeners find your show?
Thank you. First of all, I want to thank you very much, Madonna June. And it was such a pleasure to speak with you. You and your family are absolutely lovely. And I am proud to actually be interviewed by you. I have read about you as well. And keep doing what you're doing, because a lot of people are getting motivated by people like you to get a lot of information out on businesses and peoples to hopefully motivate them and give them hope to do the same. So I appreciate your work.
I appreciate you. That means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. So I did want everyone to know where they can find the products if they are interested. They can go on our website, which is www.goldencaviarskincare.com. Also, our products are on Amazon, and we've actually been chosen as Amazon influencers as of last week.
Amazing.
So that's another fun.
Congratulations. Episode.
Thank you. Thank you. And I do have a live show every Monday it's an international show. If you have a Gelweeze box, you can go on ITN USA, and it's, my show is on at 12:30 PM and 8:30 PM, and also Tuesdays at 5:15 PM. So we do have several live shows, and I always have some crazy fun live show on Instagram.
I love it. I love your Instagram shows. That's why immediately, before even that, I was like, I need to have Poona on my show.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to have you on now too.
Oh, I would love that.
And also I have a lot of my shows. I'm trying to get better at it, but I have it on YouTube as well.
That's amazing. Well, yeah. Funa John, thank you so much again for thank the kind words and taking time to speak with me in between two of your shows today. So I truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
For more inspiring interviews, head on over to shittingconversations.com. If you like today's show, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review and follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Shitting Conversations. You can also watch episodes on YouTube. I'm Majina Paravan, and you've been listening to Shitting Conversations. Thank you.